If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, I'm not kidding. Think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You're the person buying the pay-per-views or stealing the pay-per-views. I don't know. Did more people steal Rage's Progress and Devin Haney than buy it? Obviously, when they only had 50,000 initial buys, 50,000 pay-per-view buys. In fact, Devin Haney, give him some credit. He'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records now, not for being a great fighter, but having a pay-per-view record, selling the least amount of pay-per-views probably in the history of big-time boxing. So that's what Devin Haney's got to look forward to at 140 pounds, because he can't draw. As far as Progress is concerned, of course, he should have been arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. 0 for 19 in the first round, throwing jabs. 0 for 20 in the second round. 1 for 21, I believe, in the third round. I mean, come on, man. You need to go back to the drawing board. Bottom line is they had no plan A, no plan B, no plan C. I have no idea what they were thinking, but the bottom line is they failed miserably. I'm talking about Team Progress and Bobby Benton against Devin Haney a fortnight ago, of course, here in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Now, the big upset of the weekend, Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, of course, the bronze bomber. Well, he sort of got gangster slapped by Joseph Parker. Parker had no chance. Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. Is that what I said? Anyway, I got to eat those words big time, because Joseph Parker won every round against Deontay Wilder. Of course, that was yesterday on the $39.99 pay-per-view that everybody bought, coming to you from Saudi Arabia. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Tommy D. We'll hear from Joseph Parker. The impeccable one has again controls today, so he can take it away.
Up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Let this music play a little bit. Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, call him what you want. Bottom line is, he's a pretty cool dude to be around. I mean, I had no idea who he was when we met. I mean, I'm Puff Daddy. It didn't mean nothing to me. It really didn't. Even after he said Puff Daddy, it still didn't click. Bottom line is, Sean Combs, of course, was a big boxing fan, was in the corner of Prince Nassim Ahmed for a lot of his fights. Of course, the former world featherweight champion. Featherweight champion being 126 pounds, now Nassim Ahmed. Maybe 15, 20 years after his boxing career is over, weighs 260 pounds. I kid you not. 5'2", 160. He's taller laying down than he is standing up. Speaking of a guy that's tall, talk about Deontay Wilder, 6'7". Why did he weigh in at 213 pounds for a fight with Joseph Parker? I mean, that absolutely is mind-boggling to me. If you're 6 foot, I mean, I don't know what that correlates as far as me fighting, but I couldn't imagine myself fighting like skinny as Wilder was yesterday. I mean, he looked like an anorexic heavyweight. As a heavyweight, you're supposed to be able to enjoy the fact that you can weigh whatever you want to weigh, what you're comfortable at weighing when you step into the ring. Well, he didn't look comfortable. I mean, he looked anorexic. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder. Of course, he dropped a 12-round decision to, I mean, it was such a stunner. I was like, round after round, I said, did he really win that round? Did he really? I was sort of like, you were sort of in shock. I'm talking about Joseph Parker, because if Red Fox were here, he'd be saying, you big dummy. I mean, that's what he'd be calling me time and time again. You big dummy, because I said Parker had no chance. Parker wasn't even world class. Parker was this, Parker was that, Parker, I went on and on about Parker. Well, guess what? I was dead wrong. Guess what these scores were? 118-111, 118-110. 118-110 means he won two rounds. So Deontay Wilder. One score at 120-108. That's a shutout. Holy cow. Obviously, the match between Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua, which they tried to set up here. See, that's what they were doing. Boxing promoters got greedy again. Instead of going for the fight was going to make all kinds of money, Wilder and Joshua. It was going to be big bucks, no doubt about that, because they had a little edge towards each other, you know, a little rivalry going. So it was going to make some big money, right? So they said, we'll go to the well one extra time. We'll pimp off the fans one more time. We'll try another card. So they tried one more card to set it up, these tune-up fights. Otto Wallen against Anthony Joshua. Of course, Wallen failed miserably. And then you had, of course, Deontay Wilder failing miserably against Joseph Parker. It was supposed to be two setup fights. It was supposed to be Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua sometime around May or June on pay-per-view or whatever they want to call it from the UK. Biggest fight in the UK in a long time. Bottom line is, that fight's not happening. And of course, Joseph Parker now from New Zealand and Australia, that's where he hangs from, 34-3, 23 KOs. You got to give him props. He's number one guy in the WBA and the WBC and the former WBC heavyweight champion and linear heavyweight champion, Deontay Wilder. Now drops to 43-3-1, 42 KOs. God, you know, I don't know what to say other than you need to bring in Tommy D, of course. Maybe Tommy D's got a different spin on this one. Of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Tommy D, what's up?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
And things are okay. And things are good in my world. And Deontay Wilder, not so much. He goes over to Saudi Arabia. What did he do go over there? How did he get that skinny?
I think he's always been that skinny. I think
213, 211? 213?
That's his best weight. That's where he usually, you know, is more lighter and, you know.
Not if you're 6'7". That would be like me coming in at 104 pounds.
I mean, that's the way Deontay fights at most of the time, except the third Fury fight. I think he went up to like almost 260, but he looked really slow and sluggish, and you know, and Fury broke him down towards the end of the fight. So, but I just think it's more of Deontay's, you know, whole attitude and persona now. Like, it's not the same Wilder. It's not the same guy that wants to, you know, catch a body in the ring, right? Like, he's more relaxed, more humble, more at peace. You know, he didn't seem.
No. You're missing the point. He's got money now.
And that too. But he's always had money. I mean, you know, but it's
well,
like you said,
I guess coming out of Mobile, Alabama, you can have like 15 bucks and have money.
That's true. But it's like you said, they should have just went for the AJ Wilder fight right away. Like,
greed.
Why do
greed.
They got
greed.
I agree. 1,000%.
Lennox Lewis and Riddick Bowe were supposed to fight or something like that, and Lennox Lewis got knocked out by Oliver McCall. Of course, Riddick Bowe didn't want to have that fight anyway. But they were, you get greedy. These promoters get greedy. Let's go with these tune-ups. Well, evidently, you know, Joseph Parker was having no part of that. And you got to really give him, we'll hear from him a little bit later, but you really got to give him props, man. You really have to.
Who, Lennox Lewis?
No, Joseph Parker.
Oh, Joseph Parker, definitely. Joseph Parker had a good game plan. I mean, he saw the right hand coming every time it was thrown. He ducked down and put his shoulder into Deontay's chest every time. You got to give him credit. He almost got him out of there, I believe, like in the eighth or ninth round. You know, much props to Joseph Parker. This is Joseph Parker that's been active this year, and the same Joseph Parker that looked really bad versus a robot in Joe Joyce, right? And he went over in there and he shut out Deontay Wilder. I mean, much props and respect to Joseph Parker.
Well, Mr. Parker, of course, a 4-1 underdog. A 4-1 underdog, of course, in Saudi Arabia. Deontay Wilder thinking he was going over there just for a payday and an exhibition, per se. And Joshua thinking the same. And, of course, the boxing's PhD picked Mr. Wallen, thought Mr. Wallen would pick the upset last night. And then he sent me a text during the middle of the fight. He says to me, looks like Wallen just showed up to get paid. Is that what that looked like to you?
It totally looked like it, because I thought if he was going to pick an upset of the night, I thought that was it. And I thought Wallen was the one that had the shot. But this was the best AJ I've ever seen, and obviously the worst Wallen we ever seen. Because Wallen, you know, he looked good against Tyson Fury. Some thought he might have won that fight. Some thought they should have stopped that fight. And he went in there, and he kind of got mishandled.
Yeah, so. But Anthony, let me tell you, man. I think Anthony Joshua is like a well-scripted play. Do you know what I mean by that? In other words, everything is put in front of him with the expectations that this is going to happen. I mean, that's what they anticipated happening with Otto Wallen. That's why they picked Otto Wallen, is that they thought they would steamroll him in less than 7 or 8 rounds. I mean, that was the idea for them to look good, and mm-hmm. Wilder was supposed to look good and steamroll the other guy, and that didn't happen.
Yeah. No, I agree. I definitely agree. But, Wallen has some boxing skills, and he was familiar with Joshua, and I think that was the case, that Joshua was also familiar with Wallen. They shared a ring a few times. They fought, I guess, in the amateurs, in the Olympics, and they sparred together.
Okay, so, did Wallen ever win?
Never.
And that's like. Well, yeah. He sparred with so-and-so. He sparred. Did he ever win? No, he didn't win. Yeah. All in all, though, I mean, $39.99, you and I paid for it, the suckers that we are. From the Saudi Arabia. I didn't even watch it live. Some of it I watched delayed. But, you know, all in all, I thought the production wasn't very good. And for $40, I think boxing fans could have done something better with $40.
Yes and no. But $40 is kind of a deal compared to the other pay-per-views we've seen this year. That was like $70, $80, $90.
Well, I think let's talk Benavidez. Benavidez and Andrade was like $80, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And then Haney and Progress was like $75, right? So there's 150. And you figure last night, if you want to throw in the $40 for the fight cards from Saudi Arabia, that's $200. That's $200 in like less than a month.
Right before the holidays.
Well, you know. And that's what Bob Arum tried to say, that Devin Haney's poor draw on pay-per-view was all about trying to go after people on the Christmas holidays. Well, they drew 13,000 people live.
Yeah, they did well in the venue, the pay per view, and this is what Dazen, right? Because the Zone.
Yeah.
So the Zone, they did the pay per view in Haney, and last night's pay per view was the Zone as well.
You know, for a company for somebody that came out and pledged their whole business acumen, their whole project, their whole basis for existence on the fact that you wouldn't have to pay for pay per view, and now they're charging you pay per view. That's beyond chutzpah.
Yeah, it's greed at its finest. It's kind of a setup, right? They kind of reeled you in, you know, they went fishing, they kind of reeled you in slowly, free, you know, you got the app monthly, you know, no pay-per-views, and then boom, now you get one, and then now you get a couple, and then you get, you know, a few every month, you know.
Here's what's up. This is what I don't get. Porn is free, and yet boxing costs you money. I mean, think about it. I mean, you can watch anything you want on the internet free with, as far as porn's concerned, and yet you watch a boxing match, cost you $80. And sometimes they're both porn. You know where I'm going with that, right?
I really do. I don't want to go any further, but I do know where you go with that.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Checking your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from the victorious Joseph Park, of course, out of New Zealand now. 34-3. Give him some props. 34 and take that back. 27. No, 34-3. 34-3? Yeah. 34-3, 23 KOs. Give him some props. No doubt about that. Back with Tommy D and, of course, Anthony. We'll probably get a dog, Joshua, after this. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my ride. Hey, baby!
The wire-haired wonder, 92 years old, of course, the world's greatest promoter at one point in time, Don King. Of course, Don King's promotional career may as well be dead because that last card he put together, of course, Adrian Broner pulled out the last minute, but he put two cards on TV. One, take it back. One card was on DonKing.com, and I have to say that the production quality was terrible, and the reason why I say that is that I know Don King's former producers. Ira Glass was one of the greatest producers he ever had. I can't believe that he got rid of Ira. In fact, guess who's running Don King Productions now as far as boxing operations is concerned? Are you ready for this one? Christy Martin. Enough said. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing. Of course, we take it from back from the West Coast to the East Coast. Bring in Tommy D, of course, coming to us from the Bronx now. Tommy D, I got to ask you about the... bottom line is I want to mention this. There's a strip club up the street, okay? It's called the V Club. And I'm not kidding. I was looking at the guest list yesterday as I was walking by, right? And it said Tommy D. And it wasn't you. Obviously, it wasn't you. But there was another Tommy D. So I wanted to bring that. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm walking by. It said Tommy D on the guest list. And I was like, I said, who Tommy D is that? The guy said, we don't talk about him. You know, the big guy, the mumbling guy at the door there at the club. Anyway, bottom line is you weren't here in San Francisco, were you?
No, I was. I see you still trying to get me in trouble with my agent.
I'm still trying.
I don't know why you want to do me like that.
No, listen, man. I sent your agent an envelope today. Maybe some bribe money to try to keep her in place. You know.
Oh man.
Anyway,
you're gonna be the end of me, man.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. Believe me, I'm trying my best. Hey, and here's another one. So some clown pulls up alongside me yesterday, and he's in a driver. And there's nobody in the car. There's nobody in the car.
What?
Okay. Yeah, there's driverless cars out here. And it's a little freaky because come on, man. You can't trust a driverless car. I can't, right? Guess what? I pull up at the corner and I see this driverless car pull up and it stops and it's a driverless Uber. It's a driverless Uber, and these two Asian folks jump in. I'm not trying to say anything about Asian folks getting into cars, but I wouldn't get into a car with, I guess, I don't know. Bottom line is, stereotypical Asians aren't the greatest drivers in the world, so I guess they would trust a car to nobody driving. Did I really just say that?
You did.
Oh, good. Hey, as an SF cop, I was directing traffic on Vallejo Street in front of Central Station one time in Chinatown, and some lady ran over my foot.
Wow.
And it wasn't a black lady or a white lady or a Hispanic lady. Tommy D, where are you there, Holmes?
Oh, my.
Come on, man. Anyway, let's back to the subject at hand. Joseph Parker, is that the upset of the year?
Maybe one of. I mean, I still think the Espinoza was kind of the big upset. He was a big underdog versus Robisi. They may be a slightly bigger underdog. But, I mean, it could be spoiler of the year. I mean, he spoiled a big fight with AJ versus Wilder. So, I mean, you know, as far as spoiler of the year, yeah, Joseph Parker. He gets the award.
Well, that's why we have five. Speaking of Joseph Parker, let's go ringside with Joseph Parker.
And activity. Activity was very important. And it's good to get this win to finish a year off. Merry Christmas to us.
And what did you think of Deontay Wilder's performance?
I think inactivity played a big part. But just the plan. I think the plan that we had and sticking to it, he wasn't able to, you know, do what he wanted to do.
All right, Louis, if you want to ask a question, put your hand up, please.
Joseph, congratulations on an incredible performance. We know you were trying to stay away from the right hand, but you seem to be the one landing all the big right hands tonight. Was that to plan?
Andy said to me before the fight, fight fire with fire. And if you're trying to run away from the right hand the whole time, then that's his plan. But we went in with our plan and we stuck to it. And this is the man. This is the man with the strategy.
And we know that Deontay Wilder was set to face Anthony Joshua should both of them come through tonight. But now you've got the victory. Are you going to push for a Joshua fight?
I think first things first, we're going to have a nice break. We all want to go see our families, and we are ready for whatever fight they want to make, any fight.
Thank you, thank you. Congratulations.
All right, Joseph, thanks. Testament to your mental strength, even after a stoppage defeat against Joe Joyce, came straight back in, no signs of any gun shyness, which often affects fighters after a first stoppage defeat. It looked like Deontay was the one gun shy in there. Every time you went on the attack, there was almost like panic in there. I mean, is it the work you've done with Andy that just psychologically gets you over that first stoppage defeat and not be hesitant?
Yeah, when you have someone like Andy in your corner with the experience he has and being a world champion himself, he gives you the best advice in the corner. Take your chances.
I'll just say about that. This time last year, Joseph was at his lowest ebb. We'd not long lost to Joe Joyce. But it's testament to the courage, the heart, the mental strength, the skill that this man has. He didn't put his head down. He dug in deeper, trained harder, backed himself, and it can show you what anyone can do in this sport. This time last year, no one gave us a chance. Now he's just beaten Deontay Wilder in 12 rounds, beat him every single round of it. That's what this man is. So it's a testament to him, and it's a sign to any young fighter, any fighter. It's not over. You can always come back. Train hard. Stay active.
Active, yeah.
Yeah, stay active. Joseph Parker victorious, of course, last night in Saudi Arabia, or yesterday, whenever you happen to watch it. Of course, they threw this fight over here. Like, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning yesterday on the West Coast. So is that are we sort of coming to the point where the United States is not even recognized as far as number one for boxing is concerned? I mean, they did this fight for the people in Saudi Arabia live and the people in England.
It seems that way. It seems that the Saudis are trying to take over and bring the fights. I mean, I believe the Fury, the Usyk fight is going to be in Saudi as well.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're trying to put all the big fights in Saudi. They're putting up the money for it. So
the money I understand, but the bottom line is, if you've ever been there once, you never want to go back a second time. This is it. Anyway, check this out. Devin Haney's talking about Ryan Garcia, maybe fighting Teofimo Lopez, Gervonta Davis, maybe Terrence Crawford at 147, according to Eddie Hearn. Bottom line is, he didn't mention Shakur Stevenson there at all. Surprise?
Not really, because they've had the back and forth when, supposedly at 135, and it seemed like Shakur wanted to get paid a certain amount of money to take the fight. So, I think he's kind of distancing himself from Shakur, and he's just looking to get bigger fights at the bigger weight classes. So either at 140, 147. I mean, I think he's interested in fighting Barrios too at 147.
Shakur says he handles Haney. And you know what? With the exception of that last fight where he looked terrible, Shakur has been, exemplary.
Yeah, he hasn't been consistent as far as good performances. That last performance was really a turnoff. Yeah,
that's the only one you could really dog him for in his last maybe 8 or 10 fights. I mean, since he stepped up. No, talk to me. Maybe you differ there.
Didn't Joey Gonzalez, wasn't that kind of like a stinker? I mean, I'm trying to think. It was a fight before the Valdez fight that wasn't all that. I can't remember who it was, to be exact.
Speaking of Valdez, Oscar Valdez, you sent him a retirement notice or what?
No, I think he's going to continue the fight. I don't know why, but
didn't it look like somebody hit him with a baseball bat repeatedly?
Repeatedly, not only once, against Navarrete.
And it was like they held him down on the table and just beat on his face with a bat all day. I mean, good Lord, that was one of the... And he wants to come back. See, I think boxing commissions should get involved. In fact, somebody came to me yesterday and said that they had an amateur, they watched an amateur fighter get beat up in a fight in Northern California around Sacramento about 3 weeks ago, and that he, even though he lost, he fought the next day on somebody else. So he got beat up 2 days in a row. He lost both fights. I mean, what kind of crap is going on? This is the amateurs.
That's abuse. That's a crime.
It's child abuse by these fathers. Yeah. The fathers know no median. They don't know when to stop it. They don't know when to let it go. You know what I'm saying? There's no median because they're emotionally involved.
I can't believe that they let that happen. I mean, I used to coach Little League Baseball. You couldn't let a kid pitch 2 games in a row. You know, now you got guys fighting 2 days in a row. That's insane.
Well, I fought one time. I fought 3 days in a row and fought. No, I take it back. Fought 2 days in a row. Fought twice on 1 day.
That's crazy.
No, it wasn't crazy. That was the way you had to win these tournaments. I mean, the bottom line is you did it by the. It was, you know, they established the rules. It was like, hey, I'm showing up here and I'll fight only on Thursdays.
Wow.
They cut the rules, man. But yeah, a lot of times we fought twice in 1 day. That wasn't a big thing. As long as you won.
As long as you won
the first time, yeah. And most of the times when I won, I didn't get, you know, hurt or busted up or anything like
that. And then it's
so.
Only, what, 3 rounds anyway? So I guess.
Oh, only like, 3 yeah. rounds anyway. When's the last time you went around? I'm not talking about with your agent. I mean, last time you went around. 3 minutes is a long time.
3 minutes is a long time. 3 rounds is a long time. What I'm trying to say is it's not like you're going 8, 10 rounds and then the next day you're fighting 8 to 10 rounds. That's all I'm saying.
You're dogging me for going 3 3-minute rounds. Let me tell you, the biggest shock in the entire world was going from 2 minutes to 3 minute rounds. I said to myself, "Good Lord!" I thought that first fight, I thought I was an asthmatic.
Wow.
Anyway, my brother, you have a good week. Say hello to your agent. Expect the mail. Kiss the kids. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate you, Pedro. Merry Christmas.
The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oscar, to his credit, fought everybody. You didn't hear about him ducking this guy or that guy. He lost some fights to some elite fighters, but he fought everybody. And he's an important figure historically in the sport because he was, the way he looked, the way he was marketed as a crossover star, how many people loved him. I think I've told you the story of being in a taxi in Barcelona, and the guy had some little boxing gloves hanging from a hook, and my wife asked him, who are your favorite fighter? Oscar De La Hoya in Barcelona, Spain. So he was a lightning presence in the game, and he fought some damn good fight. Maybe not the greatest of the greats, but he was a damn good fighter who put on entertaining fights.
The retired HBO Godfather, talking about the Golden Boy. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya, 39-6, 30 KOs. We'll talk about him a little bit later in hour number two. But the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, get this. Wednesday, he and I are chatting back and forth. I think I talked to him in the morning, and then we texted in the afternoon. So he tells me at 4:21 in the afternoon, impeccable one, he says, hey, I'm going to the gym. I said, okay, he's going to the gym. So Larry goes to the gym. Then like 4 or 5 hours later, I see this thing on TMZ, Larry Merchant in critical condition in the hospital. I say, what? Anyway, so I was freaking out. So I called his nurse the next day. Actually, I called his phone the next day, and his nurse picked up the phone. She said Larry was feeling a little bit weak last night, so he went with paramedics to the hospital. And that's all she was saying. She goes, she didn't think he was in serious condition or anything like that. I said, well, the TV says, and TMZ says he's in critical condition, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I don't think so. So anyway, yesterday I called the Godfather's cell phone and his son picked up. They were in the same hospital room together. His son picked up because, remember, Larry was the guy that never wanted to have a cell phone. Remember that one back in 1995 when he appeared on the show? He says, I'll never have one of those things. He goes, I don't need a cell phone. I don't need one. I said, Godfather, I said, everybody's going to have one soon. Nah, nah, nah. Anyway, now he can't live without that Apple iPhone. Anyway, bottom line is, so his son picks up the phone in the hospital room yesterday afternoon, and he tells me, Pedro? I said, yeah. He goes, Larry's okay. He goes, it was fake news. I said, fake news? Yeah. He goes, FTMZ or something like that. Bottom line is, young Merchant wasn't happy about the press his father got. And of course, everybody was thinking, I mean, he's 92.9 years of age. He'll be 93 February the 11th, 2024. Of course, that's the same day historically as the meltdown of Mike Tyson in Tokyo by Buster Douglas back, of course, February 11, 1990. Larry was celebrating his birthday over there as it went down. So a significant day in boxing history, both because of Tyson getting melted down today and, of course, the birthday of the retired HBO Godfather. Now, I was with him last week. Most people know that. We spent some time together. Went to lunch together, of course. We had the clam chowder down there with the clam shells in it. Still have a few. Have you ever seen that impeccable one? I mean, you've been around. You've been to all these restaurants in Marin County. Do they put actual clam shells in the clam chowder? No? Only in this one place, I guess? Anyway, yeah, I'm still trying to get over it. Anyway, Larry, of course, promised me a great pizza. So I'm saying to him, so I sent him a text yesterday. I said to him, you still owe me a pizza. You can't go anywhere. So obviously, the retired HBO Godfather will be going home in a few days, according to his son, and they are all good about that. So I am relieved. I was a nervous wreck. I get a little emotional when I think about Larry because, you know, he and I have been sort of partners since 1985. We only had one disagreement, and that was with the time I saw FBI tapes of promoter Cedric Kushner paying off Doug Beavers in a bribe. Now, I told Larry I saw these tapes, but Larry didn't believe me. I mean, Larry, the FBI showed me these tapes.
He didn't believe me. So when it came down to inviting me or Cedric Cushion to a party, Cedric Cushion got the invite to the party. I didn't get the invite. So like 25 years later, I throw this up in Larry's face. That was in 2000. 23 years later, I threw this up in Larry's face down there in Santa Monica last week, and he said to me, that might have been a bad decision. And it was, because Cedric Kushner, I said he was, you know, bribing people and bribing the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, and their president, Bob Lee, for ratings and this. And I was 100% right. Of course, he copped to that and admitted that sort of a plea deal with the Attorney General of the state of Nevada. But the bottom line is, Cedric Kushner, may he rest in peace. The fat man was dirty. And why call him the fat? Reason why I call him the fat man is that that's how he was referred to in these underground tapes. In other words, these tapes are going down, these TV tapes. Get this. Doug Beavers was the president, was the head of the ratings committee of the International Boxing Federation, which is headquartered in New Jersey. So anyway, I think he was in some other state, Virginia. Anyway, so he gets these people in different Atlantic City hotel rooms and this and that. And the feds, the FBI sets up a TV and a camera in the TV. So these guys are sitting in these hotel rooms doing deals, and they're doing all these deals, and they're being wired by the FBI. Now, the only one that wasn't caught on tape was a wire, no, what do they call him? The nappy-haired guy, what do they call Don? The wire-haired guy. And that's what they call Don King. They call Cedric Cushion the fat man. So the only one that wasn't implicated, that didn't implicate himself on those tapes, was Don King. Fuzzy Wuzzy, that's what they called him, Fuzzy Wuzzy. But everybody else sort of implicated themselves on these tapes. So when I went to Larry and I said, listen, Cedric Kushner is seen bribing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was telling him this on the phone. Larry didn't believe me. Bottom line is, I was right. Larry was wrong. Cedric Kushner was wrong. They were all dirty. They were all paying off the IBF, the International Boxing Federation. And, you know, what did I say? Bob Lee went to jail for like three or four years at the age of like almost 70, and he never ratted on anybody. He was like an OG to the OGs. I kid you not, but... because he could have, they wanted him to give up Don King. That's what they wanted. This whole thing was about getting Don King finally, but the Department of Justice failed in that miserably. Anyway, bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, there were some other fights last night besides the two main events from Saudi Arabia, of course. And we will be talking about, of course, the fight coming up in a couple of days. The Noah Inouye, 25 and zip, 22 KOs. Of course, he's got all the belts except one at 122 pounds, taking on Marlon Napalas, 37-3, 19 KOs. Marlon came to fight, but he's supposedly going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree because, you know, the monster is the monster. Actually, there are two monsters in boxing right now. David Benavidez and the Noah Inouye. Speaking of Benavidez, I don't expect him to get the fight with Canelo Alvarez in 2024. I don't expect him to ever get the fight with Canelo Alvarez. I don't think Canelo's ever going to fight him. I don't think Canelo's going to fight David Morrell. I don't think Canelo's going to fight anybody other than maybe Jaime Munguia. That's what's going to go down in May. That's why Munguia is going to fight John Ryder on January 27th on the Zone. They're trying to set this up because Munguia will come out and look good, maybe stop Ryder or look real impressive against Ryder and say, look, he looked better against Ryder than Canelo did. So then they pitched this fight between he and Canelo, this all-Mexico battle, right? And then didn't Canelo just say like 6 or 7 months ago he didn't fight Mexicans? I don't fight Mexicans. He didn't want to fight a Mexican because the Mexican we were talking about at that point was David Benavidez. So Benavidez, consider him out of the picture. He's not going to get a shot at Canelo. Canelo is not going to do it. David Morrell, same thing. I don't think Canelo will take the risk. He won't gamble. In other words, in order to become a great fighter, I talked about this time and time and time again, like Ray Leonard told me back when we were in 1989 training for the Hearns rematch, of course, down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. He said to me, Pedro, the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is the willingness to gamble. And I said, I'm thinking, the willingness to gamble. And he said, not only strategically, in other words, going for it, like Regis Progress didn't go for it against Devin Haney, not only gambling for it, going for it, but gambling in the opponents you're willing to take on. I mean, let's be honest. Floyd Mayweather, he didn't fight any Murderers Row. He fought me and the impeccable one about like 45 or 50 times. I mean, let's be honest. Most of the guys he fought were old, slow, and when Floyd fought, the excitement stopped when the first bell rang. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I mean, if anybody was to inspire boxing fans turned off, I thought it was Floyd Mayweather. But it was the flip side. I mean, because he drew all these incredible numbers. Maybe it was the opponents he was fighting, but he drew all these numbers and made a lot of money. He became an iconic figure in boxing amongst the current generation of boxing fans. I mean, they liked him. I didn't like him. I thought he was like a braggadocio, overrated guy. I just think he was. Had he come up in the golden era of boxing, he maybe would have been a 10-round fighter. I'm trying to put it to you like this. Had he taken on Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns, Ray Leonard, so those three guys, he would have got 0-3. He don't have a chance. First of all, he's not a welterweight. And of course, him putting on these fights at 147, when in all actuality he was 130-pounder, and he wasn't 130-pounder moving up like Durant. Durant moved up and he beat good guys. Floyd beat up, moved up, and he boxed guys. It was a safety first type of thing. I mean, come on, man. If everybody boxed like Floyd Mayweather, boxing would be dead. Okay, now, upset coming from across the pond as well, of course. Guess what? The fat guy lost. The fat guy, of course, I'm talking about. Let's talk about that in a minute. But when you look at, what do they call him? Big cat. So let's go with Bivol first. Of course, the undisputed light heavyweight champion. Talk about Dmitry Bivol now, 22-0, 11 KOs, of course, retained his title with a 12th round for the 12th time with a 12-round unanimous nod over the number eighth ranked contender. Get this straight, Pedro. Lyndon Arthur, 23-2, 16 KOs. Of course, that was on the super card coming to us from Saudi Arabia. The score was 120-107 times 3. Wow, a shutout plus an extra point. The bottom line is Bivol hadn't scored a knockout in 6 years. Of course, he is a man that beat Canelo Alvarez handily 3 fights ago. Of course, Canelo since then fought John Ryder, the aforementioned John Ryder. Then he went 12 rounds with the Charlo brother, decided he wasn't going to throw any punches. So he wants another free fight with Jaime Munguia. I mean, how many passes are you going to give Canelo Alvarez? Yes, at one point in time, he was a pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, but he's not anymore. And yet some of these rating sites, like BoxRec.com, they rank him over Bivol. I kid you, how can you rank a guy that got beaten? How do you do that? You just can't do it. Bottom line is, if I beat you, I'm better than you. No matter what pound, what weight class we were rolling at, bottom line is, of course, Mr. Canelo Alvarez moving up from 168 to 175. And yes, he is outsized at 168 and outsized at 175, but that's the weight class in which he decides he wants to fight at. So what am I supposed to say? The bottom line is, at the end of the day, you know, boxing is what it is. Speaking of boxing fans, has anybody been more abused? I mean, the fact that they went to you guys now in the last month and a half and asked you for like $250 or $300 to be a boxing fan, is that cool? Is that really cool? Is that what promotes piracy? I mean, that's what some people are trying to say, is that the price of all these fights was promoting piracy. Now, I had to plunk down the $39.99 yesterday, as did Tommy D and a few of my friends. And of course, we support boxing, so we do so. But we don't pluck down these pay-per-views all the time. A lot of times we will go over friends' houses or watch it at sports bars like the strip club up the street, the V Club. They show the fights for free. I mean, you know, and plus you get to look at some nice attractions along the side because the waitresses are pretty and most of them are nude. But the bottom line is you can watch the fights and not have to spend all that kind of money, I guess, if you want to, or you can steal fights. That's what people do for the most part. Now, I think more people I know, and I run into them all the time, I can't snitch them off. I'm not going to go to the FBI and say, hey, my friends are stealing fights. But everybody, for the most part, or not everybody, but everybody with an asterisk, is stealing fights. I'm not saying the impeccable one's stealing fights, but just about everybody is, like, doing the piracy thing with the hot box or the fire stick and this kind of stuff. And I remember back in the day, one of the Albert brothers, yeah, I'll say it was Steve Albert, he was, of course, of Showtime, and he had a pay-per-view box. This was back in the days in the 90s, and I had him on the radio, and he was watching two fights at the same time. So I said to him, God, you're watching two fights on pay-per-view. How much is that costing you? And he goes, oh, it's costing me nothing. I go, why is that? He goes, because I got a blah, 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 blah. And he caught himself before I got a hot box. Anyway, everybody had a hot box back then. And, of course, it was a cable box that you put on top of your TV. And any channel came in for free. And, of course, that's the same thing happening now with the Fire Stick. If you got your Fire Stick amped up, you can watch just about anything you want on the Fire Stick. Now, I'm not advocating piracy. But if you go to people and you say to them, it's $80 here. It's $80 here. It's $70 here. I mean, if I add up the year, if you add up the year with DAZN and everything like that, all the different charges, Showtime pay-per-view, of course, Showtime's come to an end after 35 years of boxing. But if you add up all the costs, they're probably over $1,000, maybe $1,500. Now, in the old days, you could watch the fights almost for free. You had HBO Championship Boxing. Of course, they had the big pay-per-views. Everybody said to me, HBO had the pay-per-views. Yeah, but they showed you the fights 6 days later or a week later. So you didn't have to, like, not watch the fights. If you wanted to wait, you could watch the fights a week later, delayed on HBO. So that was the beauty of HBO. There is no beauty in that anymore. I mean, DAZN, you couldn't find any of the Joseph Parker, Deontay Wilder fight. You can find clips of it, but you couldn't find the whole fight last night on YouTube. At the end of the day, is piracy here to stay? Probably. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing.
The cat sat on the mat. President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for it?
One postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
So check this out. I got Larry Merchant's menu here. Somehow he faxed me or he texted me his menu this morning. He was telling the lady at home to cook some food for him because he's in the hospital, right? He says, cut, no POI and no onion, cut. Bottom line is he's sending me this text. Of course, he's alive and well and doing well in a L.A. hospital. I won't say what hospital is because I don't want you guys calling there. But the bottom line is the retired HBO Godfather is doing well this week after being reportedly being in critical condition, according to TMZ. So TMZ had it wrong. Thank goodness they did. Now, Daniel Dubois, of course, now 19-2, the kid from the U.K., not the greatest fighter in the world, but former WBA regular heavyweight title holder. Of course, he took out Gerald Miller yesterday. Of course, Gerald Big Baby Miller, 26-1. He's a fat guy I was talking about a little earlier. Of course, he weighed 333 pounds, and he isn't like 7'9". If he was 7'9" and weighed 333, he'd probably be cool, but he isn't. He weighs 6 foot. He's 6'1", 6'2", 333 pounds. He's a big fat guy. People get on me for getting on fat guys. The bottom line is, somebody finally handed this guy his lunch, and it was Daniel Dubois. But the bottom line is, Big Baby Miller, I hope you go away and never come back. Now, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is forthcoming after the bias, racist, all that kind of news we have coming up at the top of the hour here on Sports Byline. We'll be talking about Chuck Wendler, the original Rocky. Of course, he was the guy that that Rocky Balboa was inspired on. That's right. Sylvester Stallone stole his story. Of course, didn't give him any money for a long time. We'll talk about that, how the money went down with him and Stallone. Maybe he read for another Stallone movie. Bottom line is we'll spend some time with Chuck Wepner in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the news, of course, the impeccable one is in the house. He's handling the controls. He'll be taking care of business here. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Please stay tuned for us, hour number two, after the biased, racist, crazy, informative, fake news coming up.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Intense clashes erupted in northern Gaza today as Israeli forces seek to establish full control of the region with the goal of concentrating efforts on Hamas fighters in the south. These renewed hostilities follow a day after the UN Security Council's call for increased aid to Gaza, falling short of explicitly demanding a ceasefire. Israel's chief military spokesman reported on Friday that the country's ground troops have nearly secured total control of northern Gaza and are gearing up to extend their offensive into the southern areas. California's Secretary of State Dr. Shirley Weber is approaching a request to exclude Donald Trump from the presidential primary ballot with caution. While acknowledging concerns about Trump's impact on public trust, Weber emphasized the importance of adhering to the legal process. The request was made by the lieutenant governor in response to the Colorado Supreme Court's decision, citing a violation of the Constitution's insurrection clause. Weber highlighted the necessity for decisions in California to align with state laws and the Constitution, noting that Trump is the leading Republican nominee in the state. On Super Saturday, over 140 million individuals are anticipated to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget, no.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
The National Retail Federation says 37% of Super Saturday shoppers plan to finalize their online purchases and venture to physical stores to ensure timely delivery of their gifts under the tree. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays.
Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing numbers of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. COVID hospitalizations in New York State alone have shown a steady rise, with over 2,200 reported this week compared to 1,200 during the Thanksgiving holiday period. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
An important economic gauge reveals that inflation is on the rise, albeit at a rate slower than what experts had anticipated. In November, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased by 0.1%, marking a 3.2% rise from the same period a year ago. The PCE index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, showed a month-on-month decrease of 0.1%. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
In his speech, Buttigieg also stressed that 2023 has seen the lowest commercial flight cancellation rate in the last 5 years, and that they plan on holding airlines
accountable for cancellations and delays. On Monday, the Department of Transportation fined Southwest Airlines $140 million for the cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights last December. Faith and community groups across the country are trying to recruit foster families to help move the children from overwhelmed government facilities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection say authorities have encountered nearly 140,000 unaccompanied minors at the border with Mexico in 2023. Almost 10,000 are still in custody of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement. Acclimating to a new country in a caring family setting is especially important for those coming to the United States. Many foster parents say that it is not about politics, but simply about assisting children in need. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 30th plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique perspective to the dance. But guess what? I don't always buy the pay-per-views. You do. You are the boxing fan. So you can tweet me if you want. It's the only thing I have to do with Elon Musk is this one tweet thing on X. Of course, I'm talking about not average Pedro at Twitter.com or at Tweet.com or at X.com, however you want to put it. But the bottom line is that's how you can get a hold of me via Twitter at not average Pedro. Of course, last night, Joseph Parker was not average. Of course, yesterday, of course, taking place over there in Saudi Arabia, the former WBO heavyweight title holder out of New Zealand. Of course, now 34-3. Spectacular winner of Deontay Wilder. Shut him out on one card, 121-8. That's a 12-round fight. Of course, Deontay Wilder, 6'7", 213 pounds. What was he thinking? I mean, what is this guy doing? Trying to come in anorexic? Tommy D, in hour number one, said that's the way he usually comes in, light like that. Well, light wasn't right. Much like Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes, 217 pounds in that second to last fight of his career, light wasn't right. And last night, light wasn't right for Deontay Wilder as he lost almost every round against Joseph Parker. Of course, a 4-5-1 underdog. It was thought to be two tune-up fights, a battle of tune-up fights. Anthony Joshua and Otto Waylon. Of course, Otto Waylon having given Tyson Fury all kinds of hell in a title fight a couple years ago. But the bottom line is, Waylon showed up to get paid. He was stopped in five rounds. Joshua did his part. Deontay Wilder failed misery in his part. And it's an idea and a classic example of promoters being greedy. They should have just put this fight on between Wilder and Joshua. Instead, they wanted to put one tune-up. They wanted to make some more money. Bottom line is, they got greedy and lost out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time this hour with the original Rocky, Chuck Wepner, and the hardest puncher in boxing history, Ernie Shavers, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Did you know cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms? Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert Precision Detection Alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
That was Tony Ferguson's wife, the former UFC lightweight champion, 155 pounds, of course. He's the guy that lost last week, of course, in UFC 296, December 16, 2023, in Las Vegas, of course, to Paddy Pimblett, who can't fight a lick. He couldn't lick a stab, he wet his tongue. But the bottom line is, the kid from Ireland won a unanimous nod across the board. Now, Ferguson has lost his last seven fights. Maybe time to retire. He hasn't won a fight since his old lady called the cops on him. Since, you know, and as far as throwing holy water at a woman, I don't know. That's probably an extreme, don't you think? I mean, the impeccable. You ever throw in holy water on a girlfriend? No, not yet. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Boxing Doom will come to us from across the pond. Of course, Saudi Arabia. Otto Wallen failed in five rounds against Anthony Joshua. Joshua, of course, sets up the one half of the pay-per-view against Deontay Wilder. So Deontay Wilder lost to Joseph Parker. Of course, lost not close. He lost every round. On one card, it was like 121 away. That's a shutout. Okay, 36 minutes, and he had one a minute or a round. But the bottom line is, the right hand, the ever so exciting right hand, the must-watch TV of Deontay Wilder was nowhere around. It was like he left in the United States. He weighed 213 pounds. People say that that's what he usually weighs, somewhere around 213, 218, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, I think if you're 6'7", you should have a little bit more than, you shouldn't look like, he looked like he was anorexic. That's the best way I could put it as far as Deontay Wilder's concerned. So we wish him the very best of luck as far as his future is concerned. But I don't know. He's got a lot of money. There's no sense in him really continuing. I don't think so. So if he wants to continue to be a stepping stone, that's what's going to happen as far as Deontay Wilder's concerned. Of course, Anthony Joshua now lined up to probably fight the winner of the Oleg Usyk Tyson Fury fight. Of course, if that goes down in February, it's supposed to go down in February over there in Saudi Arabia. Of course, Saudi Arabia buying up all these fights, and I'm not a big fan of Saudi Arabia. I'm not a big fan of their government. I'm a big fan of the way they treat women and that kind of good stuff. But if they're making fighters get paid, I guess I can't go against that. If guys are getting paid more because they're doing fights in Saudi Arabia, more power to them. Now, women's boxing. Guess what? I got drilled on women's boxing yesterday during Saturday's show, and I couldn't respond to it, but I'm going to respond to it right now. Listen, women's boxers are lame. And why do I say that? Because they're advocating for three-minute rounds. In fact, I think Amanda Serrano said she gave up the WBC title because the WBC mandates that women go two-minute rounds, and she wants to go three-minute rounds, like the boys, like the guys, okay? Bottom line is, it doesn't work. I'll tell you what, two-minute rounds are far more exciting than three-minute rounds. I've boxed two-minute rounds versus three-minute rounds. Believe me, they just are. They're more exciting, and women can't punch, per se, so, you know, it sort of takes away the one knockout or the knockout ending of a fight, much like, you know, Sonny Edwards last week when he fought Jesse Rodriguez, of course, Bam Bam Rodriguez. If you're 112 pounds or you're light or you can't punch, you can't put much leverage on a punch, okay, you're not going to be able to erase a big points deficit. In other words, you're down four or five rounds like Sonny Edwards was against Jesse Rodriguez at 112 pounds for all the different flyweight titles, 112 pounds. There's no way you can't come back. Of course, Sonny Edwards says he's gotten a lot of positive press and a lot of supportive support on social media and this and that. Son, retire. You're 20-1 now. You fought for a world title. You grabbed the IBF title. You fought the real world champion, Bam Bam Rodriguez. He licked you like a stamp, okay? And there's no disgrace in that. But listen, there is a disgrace in getting beat up time and time again. You're 20-1, but the magic number there is the four knockouts. You only have four knockouts in 21 fights. That means when you go into a gunfight, you're taking a knife with you. You can't win too many gunfights with knives. Sonny Edwards, you're not going to win too many significant boxing matches not being able to punch. So I just wish you would retire and go away. Listen, I'm not dogging the dude. I'm just trying to say that this is the way it's done. And when you get hurt in professional boxing, I mean, people don't see it. You get hurt in boxing, you get hurt in football. In fact, people said to me the other day, I saw a former 49er the other day, and I won't mention who it was, but we were at the flea market in Oakland, California. I happened to run into him and this and that, and he's a little punchy. And not from booze, and not from boxing. Obviously, he didn't box, but he's from football. I mean, if you're hitting helmet against helmet, and your brain's getting rattled like four or five or maybe 10 times or 15 or 20 times, God knows how many times it happens in a game, you're going to have some brain damage, okay? And most football players, actually, they did a test of 112 football players a couple years ago, deceased football players. They studied the brains of 112 guys. 111 guys had CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's when your brain is damaged to the point where it's going to rot away. I mean, that's what happens. Your brain just stops functioning, and then the dementia kicks in, and before you know it, you're toast. So what I'm trying to say is that if you're a boxer, there are significant damages. But get this, the MMA guys are three times more likely to get chronic traumatic encephalopathy than a boxer, and National Football League guys are two times, 200% more likely to get chronic CTE than a boxer. And in fact, football games, I just mentioned 112 guys were tested after they died for this brain disease, okay, and 111 of them had it. The only one that didn't have this brain disease was a kicker. Why? Because he never got tackled. So at the end of the day, that's why they're changing football the way it is. I mean, football, somebody said to me the other day, watching the 49ers, of course, they are the hot team now in the NFL, and Larry Merchant says they're going to rock and roll their way to the Super Bowl maybe. I'm not a football fan. I'm not an MMA fan. And it's not that I watch some of the greats in football. I watch some of the greats in MMA. But I can't get off on that. When you're hitting a guy when he's on the ground, and you're hitting him, he's on the ground, and his head's got nowhere to go. So the only thing that's absorbing the blow is his cranium. And I'm just not into it. I think that's barbaric. I don't think that's safe. Of course, Dana White being the pimp that he is. Of course, somebody got on my case this week for assailing Dana White time and time and time again. Listen, I think Dana White is the greatest pimp in the history of combat sports. And yeah, Don King got nothing on him. Don King's got nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, oh, Pedro, come on. You know, you work with Don King. Don King's got nothing on Dana White. Don King's, at least paid guys. And people say, oh, listen, the guys got paid. Guys that did bitch and moan about not getting paid by Don King were usually the guys that got fronts. You know what a front is? Front is, in other words, you're supposed to get $125,000 for your fight coming up on the 4th of February, 2024. But I go to Don King 2 months before. I said, listen, I need 100 grand now. So you're supposed to get 140 grand, say 150 grand, right? So you're only going to get 50 grand come fight time. But you sort of forgot about the 100 grand that he fronted you a month and a half ago. The bottom line is, that was the story with a lot of boxers. Greg Page, I think, was one of those guys. Of course, he sued Don King. I think he tried to, I think he settled out of court. But the bottom line is, you know, King paid people, and I don't have any raps on King. I don't. I mean, yeah, is he a jerk? Is he a turd at certain times? Has he screwed people over? Was he good for boxing? He was good and bad for boxing. I tell you what, was he the world's greatest promoter? I keep getting these texts off and on. You know, was he? I think he was to an extent. I think that he realized that, you know, he put the best fights on that you could. Bob Arum, world's greatest promoter. Maybe it's a tie between those two guys. Of course, a Harvard alumni, 1958, graduated at the top of his class in Harvard Law School, cum de laude, something like that, some significant title there as far as Harvard University is concerned in the law school. And then you've got the guy that's retired, you know, that graduated from the School of Hard Knocks, the Cleveland Streets, of course, a two-time murderer, Don King. Now, did I say two-time murderer? Actually, I shouldn't say zero-time murder because he got pardoned for one murder, right? So that means he didn't murder that guy. And the other guy that he murdered, he shot in the back when the guy after the guy robbed him. Stupid guy. Guy went in and robbed Don King's betting office. Don King was running the illegal lottery in Cleveland, Ohio. So he goes into the lottery office with a gun, puts the gun up to Don King's future wife, Leah Henrietta, who was married to Don King's partner at that point in time, puts a gun up to her head and says, give me the money, this and that. And Don's standing there, you know, okay, give him the money, give him the money. Guy turned around, Don shot him in the back. So the bottom line is, never turn your back on Don King. I guess that is true. Anyway, the highlight, I thought, of all those fights yesterday, besides Joseph Parker upsetting Deontay Wilder, the fact that Wilder's probably toast now as a heavyweight, unless he comes back with something significant. Because, let's be honest, the must-watch TV, the right hand he never landed, it was sort of impotent. It sort of took it away. I mean, he just couldn't get up with that right hand at all. Anyway, Dubois, Daniel Dubois, taking out the big fat guy, 30-2 now, 20-2, Daniel Dubois, 19 KOs, of course, a TKO and 10 over the former previously unbeaten, I got to mention this, 333-pound Jarrell Big Baby Miller. Miller now 26-1-1, 22 KOs from the United States. Bottom line is, he should be arrested for impersonating a heavyweight fighter. 333 pounds. Good Lord, what was he thinking? You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the break, we'll spend some time with Chuck Wepner, the original Rocky. That's right, the guy that Rocky was based on. Sylvester Stallone stole his story. We'll talk about that and more with Chuck Wepner coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing. pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back on the break. Of course, the original Rocky was Chuck Wetmore. When I talked to him first time, like 25 or 30 years ago, he was cocky. He hadn't gotten any money yet from Sylvester Stallone, so he was a little bit bitter. Of course, Stallone based his entire Rocky series on Chuck Wetmore. Of course, the guy that, you know, fought for the heavyweight title, was sort of like got the heavyweight title because of the fact that they needed somebody to step in. The bottom line, he was a great white hope, all that kind of good stuff, and he had no chance. But the bottom line is, he spent some time with you a few years ago, and Chuck Wetmore, this is him unplugged on Sports Byline.
We're honored to have Chuck Wetmore on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, an outstanding heavyweight back in the day, of course, knocked down Muhammad Ali, but we'll get to that. He was the story of the Rocky movies, and now there's a movie all about him. I'm talking about Chuck. So, Chuck Wetmore, talk to me about Chuck.
Well, it's a movie that's been a long time in the making, over 11 years. You know, we finally got the right script, and most of all, we got the right actor. We got Liev Schreiber to play me in the movie, and I'm thrilled about that. He's a great actor and a terrific young guy.
Okay, the movie's already in the theaters. It's got rave reviews. Of course, everybody's rocking and rolling. And Hollywood has had a relationship with boxing since the silent movie days. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They are very enamored with the sport and the sport in the squared circle. Now, before we get back to Chuck just for a second, I got to ask you about my buddy Sylvester Stallone. And the reason why I say my buddy is I interviewed him one time, and he was a bit of a turd. And I'll go into that maybe on another day. But you know, he stole your story back in 1975 or 1976, and he didn't pay you a dime until 2011. What a dick.
Well, you know, he did the right thing by me. I don't know what your opinion of it is, but he's in my mind, he's a good guy. You know, he tried to put me in Rocky II. He wrote a part in Ching Web. I have the script right here, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I had 22 lines, and he called me into Philadelphia to read for the part. And I didn't do well. He even gave me a second chance to read for the part an hour and a half later, and I still didn't do that great. You know, it was one of those things. So time went by, and finally we got together and we squared away everything, and everything is fine now.
Well, I'm glad that he got straight up with you. Now, I got to bring you back to March 29, 1975, fighting Muhammad Ali. You said it was the greatest experience of your life. When I spent 2 weeks with him over in China, those were the greatest 2 weeks of my life. I mean, there's something about the greatest in great times being around that guy, isn't there?
Yes, he is. We spent a lot of time together because we also did a commentary and a little short film on Tooth Decay for Washington. So we spent about 4 or 5 days. You're absolutely right. He's a terrific guy, and I cherish that 4 days that we spent with him. It was great. We had a couple of the former president of the United States there, and Ali acted up with him, and he's a peanut farmer.
Jimmy Carter.
And he was on the dais, and he made believe he fell asleep when the president was speaking. And Carter says, "Oh, my God, I must be boring. The champ went to sleep." And he woke up just then, and he introduced Ali, and Ali got up there and talked for 15 minutes. It was great.
Okay. Chuck Wepner's our guest. The movie's Chuck, folks. I'm going to see it this weekend before I do the Saturday night show, so I will have a review on it for Saturday night, the Johnny Taco Show at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But let's go back to the Ali fight. Knocking him down, did you step on his foot?
No. I hit him with the right hand under the heart. He threw a jab. I slipped it to the right, threw a right hand. If you watch the film, you can see the punch land. Now, that shot of me stepping on his foot, that could have been any time during the fight. They never protested it. Ali took the 8 count, got up and kept fighting. Drew Goodie Brown came up with a story later on, 2 hours after the fight. But you know what? It's all conjecture, and it was called a knockdown, and it makes good press.
Drew Bundini Brown, the king of BS himself?
Yeah, that was him. Drew worked his corner that night.
Okay, let's go back to the I knew Sonny Liston's last trainer, Johnny Tocco. Remember Johnny Tocco that ran the gym in Las Vegas? Do you remember him?
No, I heard the name, but no, I didn't know. Yeah, he started out in Vegas.
He was Sonny Liston's last trainer, and Davey Pearl was his manager. Of course, he was a referee of Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1981 as well. But they were of the opinion that Sonny had some issues with the mob when he went back to fight you, and there were rumors that the mob wanted him to lose to you and all this kind of stuff. And, is there any truth to that at all, Mr. Wepner?
Well, God, I'll tell you what. If they wanted him to lose, he sure as hell didn't do it, because in that fight I got a broken nose, broken right cheekbone, and 71 stitches. You know, I pressed him the whole fight, and that was my style. As a matter of fact, at the end of the ninth round, Bonnie Felix, the referee, wanted to stop the fight. And I said, Bonnie, one more round. Let me finish it. He said, all right, how many fingers do I have up? I said, how many guesses do I get? You know, I couldn't see nothing. You know, it was they stopped the fight with a minute and 23 seconds to go in the 10th round. And Liston was top scorer, biggest puncher I ever fought, and I fought 4 world champions.
No doubt about that. Chuck Wepner's our guest, folks. The movie's Chuck is out at your theaters as I speak. What can people expect out of this movie besides reality? I mean, this is there's no sugarcoating in this movie, is there? I've been told it's like straight up Chuck.
Yep, it is straight up Chuck, and you're absolutely right. There's no sugarcoating. They expect to see the life and times of the real Chuck Wepner. You know, I inspired Rocky. It was the fight with Ali that inspired it. And but this movie tells the truth. It doesn't pull any punches. And so far, we've got a lot of great reviews, not one bad one. And if you go to see the fight, I'm sure you'll come home and be happy that you went.
With that, sir, we say goodbye. We wish you the very best of luck with your movie, Chuck. And, of course, anytime you want to come back to Sports Byline, the red carpet is open for Mr. Chuck Wepner. No doubt about that. The Biome Bleeder. You are a class act in boxing. You're a class act outside of the ring, sir. You're a credit to the human race and the sport of boxing. Thank you for your time and your dedication.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Boy, was Chuck Wepner on Sports Byline.
Boy, was I kissing his butt enough there or what? Bottom line, of course, Chuck Wepner, 36-14, 2 draws. Got stopped 9 times, 17 KOs. Of course, he in 1970, the fight with Sonny Liston, man, that was an epic fight. Of course, Sonny's second and last fight. Sonny would fight 1 time after that, I think, and lose to Leotis Martin. But the bottom line is Chuck Wepner is a nice guy to be around, but the fact that Stallone didn't give him that money for like 20, 25 years. Imagine if he just got a fraction of the coins that he got later in life, millions. He got millions from Stallone, of course, being the basis of that story. But had he got his money a little bit earlier, how life would have been a whole lot different. Because the bottom line is, when I saw him, he wasn't living a wealthy life. There's no doubt about it. Well, may the Bayonne Bleeder, of course, he's a good dude. No doubt about that. Chuck Wepner, no doubt about that. Give him the best. Now, Sonny Liston, of course, as I said, that last fight with Chuck Wepner stopped him in the ninth round, June 29th, 1970. Now, I'm going to go into this again for the last time. Somebody said to me that Sonny Liston was murdered by the mob. Then I heard that the Muslims murdered Sonny Liston. Then I heard that Sonny Liston committed suicide. Then I heard that his wife wanted him dead. I mean, all these people wanted Sonny dead. Listen, Sonny died accidentally. When I say accidentally, was he died, and it wasn't suicide, but he did die at his own hands. What I mean by that is Sonny was found naked on a bed. New Year's Eve, the 1969, 1970, 1970, 71, whatever New Year's Eve it was. Anyway, he didn't show up for a New Year's Eve party at Johnny Taco's party, a New Year's Eve party at Johnny Taco's gym. So anyway, they go looking for him a couple of days later. They find him in a house that's locked from the inside in a bedroom with his underwear down around his ankles. And he's dead, dead as a doorknob, of course, decomposing after 3 or 4 days in the heat of the room. But the bottom line is he was in bad shape as far as his body was concerned, but the bottom line is there were no signs of violence. There was no marks of him ODing. There wasn't a tremendous amount of, I mean, what didn't OD on heroin, no opiates, that kind of good stuff. The bottom line was, I know this is hard for you boxing fans to accept, but he died masturbating. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, think about this. He's laying on a bed naked with his underwear down around his ankles, and the house is locked from the inside. So nobody got in from the outside. And he either had some type of heart attack or stroke or aneurysm or whatever you want to call him, not a doctor, but something happened, some medical emergency happened as he was pleasing himself. In other words, to steal a line from the late Richard Pryor, he came and went at the same time. That's the best way to describe the ending of Sonny Liston. I mean, there's no other way I could put it. I saw the picture. None of these other folks, these people that launch these movies, these documentaries, and that, they weren't privy to the picture. I saw the picture. Davy Pearl showed me the picture. Davy Pearl being the referee for the first Leonard Hearns fight in September of 1981. Of course, they called him the bellboy because he was so small. He was a bellboy when he first came to Vegas. But Davy Pearl was a manager of Sonny Liston when he retired. Or when he was, you know, then he retired, then he came back, he retired and came back. Bottom line is, at the end of the road, it was Sonny, it was Johnny Taco, and it was Davy Pearl. That was the trio that was piloting the career of Sonny Liston. Of course, as I said, Sonny died at his own hands, and people have got a problem with that. Bottom line is, that's just the way it goes. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Coming back in 2024, the kid I thought was going to be the greatest fighter at welterweight, Virgil Ortiz, undefeated, but at welterweight, he had problems making that weight, remember, and he had that blood disease and this and that. So what I'm trying to tell you is I don't think that 154 pounds is going to be all that much better for him. First of all, he's fighting bigger guys, which is never a good thing. And second of all, he's still got the issues. In other words, is 7 pounds really going to make that much of a difference if you've got a blood disease? I don't know. But the bottom line is he's coming back and is very suspect. Wish him the very best of luck. January 8th, we'll get to watch him on TV. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from Ernie Shavers, the hardest puncher in the history of boxing. Everybody says that. Larry Holmes told me that. George Foreman told me that. And George Foreman is supposed to be the hardest hitter of all time. No, no. Ernie Shavers hit harder than me. Bottom line is, we'll talk about that and the future of boxing as far as Devin Haney is concerned. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ernie Shavers. Everybody talks about, you know, boxing's hardest hitter and this and that. Was he the hardest hitter? Was George Foreman the hardest hitter? Did Ken Norton hit that hard? All kinds of different guys asking me the question. Well, guess bottom line is nobody probably hit as hard as Ernie Shavers. And speaking of Ernie Shavers, before he passed away, he and I sat down. Here's me and Ernie unplugged. I am honored, folks, with the presence of my next guest. Of course, he is called the Acorn, the Black Destroyer. I call him Ernie Shavers. Ernie, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is great. And the fight game, I'm a lot of from business wise. I'm well known worldwide. I travel all over the world. I stay quite busy.
74-14 with one draw. Let's talk about your boxing career before we get into Ernie Shavers 2017. Larry Holmes told me one time, me and Larry were kicking it in Antigua. You know where Antigua is? It's one of the islands out there in the Caribbean.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah. So me and Larry are kicking it on the beach, and I'm saying, you know, what's it like, man? I mean, you know, fighting these dudes. You fought some bad dudes. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know. I said, Larry, you know, the only time I ever got knocked down in a fight was when I didn't see a punch coming. He said, yeah. He goes, that applies with everybody. I said, with everybody except one person. I said, who's that? He goes, Ernie Shavers. He goes, you can see the punch coming, but it don't matter. You're probably going down. You hit that hard, man.
Yeah, I was a tremendous puncher. See, I grew up on a farm doing bales of hay. We had an old wooden furniture, did a lot of chopping trees down from the cold. So they built up my leg and back myself where the power come from.
Interesting. But, you know, how can I put this? Holmes told me you hit hard. I mean, I was with Ali in Macau on a couple of different occasions and this and that, and we talked about hard punches, this and that, and he said Ernie Shavers, and Ali wasn't the most vocal guy in the world in 1994, but he just rolled his eyes anytime I mentioned your name, man. Keep him away from me. Keep Ernie Shavers away from me. Ernie, I mean, they loved you, but they didn't want you around.
Well, I got along with Ali. Ali and Larry both were good to me. Mm-hmm. Ali let me use his training camp to prepare for Jimmy Hall's fight and three other fights. Larry always worked for me when I needed sparring partners.
Interesting. So, who got you started in boxing? Who was a manager? I can't think of his name right now. A little short guy. He fought. He used to fight back in the day as well. I can't think of his name. Who am I thinking of?
Pedro Tomez.
No. The little Jewish cat. The little Jewish cat that was with Don King. Remember, he lost you to Don King in a contract dispute or something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
But he didn't get me started. That guy didn't get me started. Pedro told me I got me started.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The young guy did work for me while I got in the fight game. But Pedro told me, as a young fan of Ohio, that's who started me in 70, like in 1967.
Okay. When you hit people and they fall the way they did, what did that say to you? You realize early on that you could punch, but when you could punch harder than any man in the history of the heavyweight division, and that's how you're regarded, as the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. George Foreman has told me that. Muhammad Ali has told me that. Larry Holmes has told me that. If those three guys tell me that, I'm going to believe them. You are the hardest puncher in heavyweight history.
Well, see, I grew up on a farm, see. I did a lot of hard work. We did a lot of chopping trees, throwing bales of hay, pounding bags of wheat, and that made me become a hard puncher or develop my back and leg muscle where the power come from. So when I started boxing, I'm a natural puncher then. It taught me how to punch correctly.
You know, they put guys that aren't even boxers in the world in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, like Sylvester Stallone. He's an actor. They put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. They got boxing writers they put in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You're the hardest puncher in heavyweight history, in the history of the game, in the history of Marcus of Queensbury rules, in the history of boxing, in the history of martial arts. You are the hardest hitter ever. You belong in that Hall of Fame, man, just as much as those other guys do.
Let me tell you why I'm not in there, sir. I'm in a couple of Hall of Fames. I just won one last year. I see the Hall of Fame, they contacted me, want me to come in. I didn't want to do it. I felt so much. I wouldn't go up there and sign autographs and work 3 or 4 days. I don't want to do it. Hall of Fame, that means nothing to me. God knows, punch hard. That's all I need to know.
But you know what? Boxing fans, I think, they feel that you deserve your props, and that's where your props would come.
Well, sir, can I tell you something? I'm in 2 or 3 Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fame doesn't mean nothing to me. The world knows it. The fighters know it. That's all that counts.
Well, we put you in the Ring Talk Hall of Fame. No doubt about that, man. The hardest puncher, pound for pound, in the entire world. Now, Ernie Shavers, Larry Holmes said that he could see your punch coming and still get knocked down. How can I put this? I told you earlier, I've never been knocked down by a punch that I saw coming, so I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was like to be able to see a punch, because when you can see a punch, I don't know about you, but when you can see a punch coming, you can sort of like stand up to it. For some reason, you could take it. But when you can't see a punch coming, it's like, man, things happen.
Well, see, I was such a powerful puncher, and I punched a lot harder and faster than most people believe. It caught a lot of big up slow. I had a lot of speed,
yep,
and a lot of power. That's what I knocked him out with.
74-14, 68 knockouts, considered the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. Of course, he told us how he got that punching power. Now, what is life like for Ernie Shavers 2017?
Life is great. I'm known worldwide. I get to go to Europe. I work in Europe. I work all over America. I got 4 or 5 meetings coming up now. I'm leaving out this weekend. So I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of work.
Ernie, you got to get me some work. You're doing all this work. You got to get me some work.
Well, see, the fight game is so good to me, and I treat people fair. See, Archie Moore, Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, all those guys told me what to do when I retired. How to treat people, how to care of myself. I do it, and they're working for me.
You know, I got to work with two of those guys, of course, the great Ray Robinson, Warren Walker Smith. He and I spent much of a weekend together, the Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran weekend in June of 1984. He was staying in the hotel room across from me in the old Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. So I got to spend some time with him. And, you know, man, he wasn't only the greatest in the ring as far as pound for pound is concerned, but he was an outstanding man as far as outside the ring is concerned. He really knew boxing. He knew more about society and people than you can imagine for a prize fighter. He was well-versed and a very articulate man.
Oh, yeah. I met him here in Las Vegas. He gave me some good advice. I listened to it, and it worked out well.
Well, that's good. Anyway, what are you doing this week? What's Ernie Shavers doing this week?
Well, I go back to work next week. I'll be up in somewhere out midway west. Was not there. Person out there.
Okay.
Then I got 3 or 4 places lined up now to make appearances. I do autograph signing and stuff like that. So I stay quite busy.
Okay. When you look at I'm gonna hit you with a hard question here. 111 National Football League players were tested that died recently, and they were tested in after they were dead for their brains as far as brain damage was concerned, and all 110 out of 111 of them came up with this severe brain damage called CTE. Now, boxers come up with that a lot less. Is that if I had to, believe it or not, I know I boxed, but if I played football as well, but if I had to send my kid in a direction, I wouldn't send him in the direction of football. Believe it or not, I'd opt out for boxing instead. I think it's less dangerous.
But can I tell you something?
Huh?
I played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
football is that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I mean, I enjoyed it while I was playing it, but it's a tough, tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought of a football day, I kept it on going.
Wow.
Well, Ernie, we wish you the very best of luck and continued success in your future. And, of course, I think the Kentucky Boxing Hall of Fame is talking about inducting you, and I think they should. I think every Boxing Hall of Fame around the world should induct the Acorn, the Black Destroyer, the great Ernie Shavers, the man that put people on their butts. And guess what? They all knew it. They had been hit by Ernie Shavers, and life was never the same after that. So we thank you so much for spending some time with us today, man, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, now.
The great Ernie Shavers. You know, I may have been a little bit too lovey-dovey there, but I really have a warm feeling for him because every time I saw him, I remember a couple of times I went up to him and I thought he was Rahman Ali. I thought Rahman Ali was Ernie Shavers and that, but Ernie was always gracious around me, and he was a really good guy to be around, no doubt about that. Now, I talked about that little Jewish cat. Remember in the interview with Ernie Shavers about the promoter being the little Jewish guy? It was Don Elbaum, and he's still alive. He's 91 years old. We've had him on the show like about a year ago, but he's 91 years old. Don Elbaum is 0-3 as a professional fighter. He had one draw, so he had 0-3 with the one draw. But let me tell you about one of his fights. He was a promoter, and he needed somebody to fill in for a fight. So Joe Bird, who was the father of Chris Bird, remember Chris Bird, former IBF heavyweight title holder at one point in time? Anyway, his father, Joe Bird, needed a fight back in 1964. In fact, Don Elbaum was promoting this card in Painesville, and they needed a fight. They needed somebody to fight for Joe Bird. So guess what? Elbaum decided he was going to fight. So the promoter put on a pair of trunks, went out there, and went four rounds with Joe Bird. Of course, Joe Bird, as I said, went on to be a very illustrious trainer, not that good of a professional fighter, but a very good trainer, the trainer of Chris Bird. Speaking of Sonny Liston, Ernie Shavers, all these good guys, what do they have in common? Henry Clark. Just about everybody fought Henry Clark. Because Henry Clark was a heavyweight out of San Francisco. In fact, Chuck Wepner came out here and beat him on a decision in the Cow Palace where I beat Paul Nave. But the bottom line is, you know, boxing per se, back in those days, we used to pack 8 or 10,000, maybe 12,000 people into an arena, and it wasn't a big thing. But they packed 12,000 people into the Chase Center a couple of weeks ago for the Regis Progress, of course. Miserable appearance against Devin Haney. Devin Haney's wonderful appearance against Regis Progress, but the bottom line, depending on how you look at it, but the bottom line is they packed 12,000 people in there. They seemed to have a good crowd. You know, everybody had a good time. People afterwards celebrated. No big crime sprees. Nothing happened as far as City by the Bay was concerned. So it was a successful event, but it wasn't successful on pay-per-view. It only did 50,000 homes. I mentioned this in hour number one. 50,000 homes. That's got to be a record for a major fight. It just has to. Of course, Bob Arum blamed it on the holiday season. Other people implied that it was pirate. There was piracy involved. Listen, there's piracy on every event. So you can't just say that people were stealing just for this one event. Every event gets stolen. Okay, piracy is a big thing. I don't know how they're going to stop that either. I remember when Prince, of course, the late Prince, you know, Prince Roger was, I can't remember his first name. Anyway, bottom line is the guy in Minneapolis. You know, he said the internet was the greatest thing in the world until they started stealing his music. And once they were able to put his music up for free, this and that, Prince said he poo-pooed on the internet. So the internet has sort of come back and bit boxing's promoters in the butt, per se, because, you know, they decided they were going to go with these internet feeds like The Zone. You were going to get to watch all the boxing in the world you wanted for The Zone, and you only paid a flat fee. It was like $12.99. Then they were upped it to $19 or something like that. And then they said, listen, you'll never have to pay for a pay-per-view fight. So, wow, that's a good deal. Let's just jump on board with that. Then less than 2 years later, they're charging you for pay-per-views. What can I say? You know, they're a phony company, no doubt about that. But the writing was on the wall. A lot of people predicted this. Godfather Larry Murch predicted. Speaking of the Godfather, resting as I speak in a Los Angeles hospital. He's not in critical condition. Of course, 93 years old. 92.9 years old. Anytime he goes to a doctor, anytime he gets pulled in by paramedics to a hospital, I guess it is critical. But the bottom line is his son says he's not in critical condition. And according to the Godfather this morning, he must be hungry because I intercepted this text from him. I don't think he was sending this text to me. I sent him a text, blah, blah, blah. He came back to me with a couple of things that I won't talk about. But, you know, hi, how are you? I'm okay, blah, blah. And then he sends me this text. And it's obviously not for me because I don't know. Cut, cut, no POI, and no onion. Cut, cut. So evidently, he's like getting something to eat here. He's ordering food, okay? But not with me. Godfather, I hope you didn't send it to me hoping you're going to eat, because if you're waiting on me to feed you, you're going to starve. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Larry Merchant, we expect him back next week, if not the week after. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
This being the holiday season, I want to mention everybody's holiday here. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you happen to celebrate, I hope your holidays are peaceful and prosperous in 2023, and of course, as we enter 2024. Now, next week, we're going to have a spectacular show, no doubt about that. I've got some guests lined up that will surprise you, no doubt about that. Of course, talk about New Year's Eve right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We won't have... It's sort of a little sad this year because of the fact that, you know, I lost my former producer Scott Cuddy. And, of course, when he passed away in May, they didn't tell me until my birthday on November 24th. So I'm celebrating my birthday, and I look on the Internet, and I find out Scott Cuddy had died. And, of course, he and I were partners for 15 years. He was a good guy, no doubt about that. He had his issues, but the bottom line is I miss him dearly. And, of course, that was a major bummer as far as 2023 is concerned. And then, of course, getting hit this week after visiting Larry Merchant last week, getting hit this week that he was in critical condition. He'd been rushed to the hospital the whole nine yards. I mean, oh my God, I'm thinking the absolute worst. I was in tears. I was a mess. There was no doubt about it. And then the Godfather finds out. He's like, not so bad. Not so bad. He's doing fine. He'll be home in a couple of days. So thank God for that. But the bottom line is at 92.9 years of age, I guess anything could be critical. And at the end of the day, Larry Merchant is still rocking and rolling. Still got his attitude. Still Larry, no doubt about that. Now, the day after Christmas, of course, on ESPN, Nanoa Inoue, the monster, 25 zip, 22 kills, will be on ESPN and ESPN Plus at 12 midnight. That's sort of cool. 12 midnight, not 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, but 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. I guess this fight will probably go about 1:30 Pacific time. But the bottom line is Nanoa Inoue and Marlon Topalos for the undisputed 122-pound championship that will go down in Japan on ESPN and ESPN Plus. This is December 70, 26 at midnight Pacific time or 3 a.m. Eastern time. Check that fight out. It will be worth watching. Stay up. Listen, some fights are worth staying up for. Watching the monsters worth staying up for. Now, I want to thank the impeccable one. Of course, he's in calling the shots back there when I'm having such a not-so-impeccable day, but the bottom line is he remains to be impeccable. So I thank him so much. I thank you for tuning in. Remember, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the people down there in Dallas, Texas, and Veev TV. Straight up, thank you so much, Jockamans. Happy holidays, one and all, to everybody.